An electrician from Wakefield says he's been told to stay at home despite winning a battle allowing him to keep a palm cross in his van. We told you about Colin Atkinson's story earlier this year. He refused to remove the cross from the dashboard. Real Radio's Natalie Glanville says Wakefield District and Housing won't comment, though.
It's now claimed Colin Atkinson has been made to stay away while an investigation continues into a grievance he put in about the way he's been treated. Since returning to work, he's suffered harassment by work colleagues. It's claimed he's had his van taken off him and has been moved to another office 16 miles away.
Some news from Afghanistan overnight. Two people arrested over a plot to attack UK troops have been released. The man and woman are both British passport holders. They were held last month after a joint raid with the Afghan intelligence service, but the Home Office isn't going to allow them to return to Britain. The Sun has confirmed personal information of newspaper competition winners has been stolen. Names, addresses and phone numbers have gone. The paper says financial information's not affected. Three quarters of adults say they've got no idea how to protect themselves in the sun. They've told researchers they get confused about what strength cream to use. On our website, check out the faces of 10 of the most wanted men and women suspected of fraud. Police think they could be responsible for a collective £200 million worth. One is accused of posing as an entertainer, raising money for a young cancer patient. David Cording is from Crime Stoppers and says it has an impact on all of us.
We are taxpayers and we are paying for everything we consume. Therefore, if these frauds carry on, we will just end up paying more. And people go, oh, well, you know, it's just a VAT fraud. Well, we're all paying 20% on our VAT, and it hurts.
Check their pictures out at realradio.co.uk. Thousands of charities are being warned to expect a cut in funding. It's likely to affect those who support young children. Cuts could total more than £100 million. And England's cricketers are closing in on becoming the world's top team. They beat India by 319 runs at Trent Bridge to go 2-0 up in the series. They'll overtake India, who are currently top, if they win the four-match series by 2 games.